Hello, everyone. Rob Wolf from the Loan Factory, and you are listening to the Lone Wolf podcast, or you're watching me on my YouTube channel by the same name, the Lone Wolf podcast, and put that in the search, all one word, the Lone Wolf podcast, and I'll come up on YouTube. And you can do it in the search engine of Google if you want. You can reach me by email, rob.wolf@loanfactory.com, or you know the best? Right here. This is what I love. 727-366-5722. And I'm not a bank, so I'm available after 5 o'clock and even on the weekends. And I am a loan officer that's licensed in Pennsylvania, where I grew up, Colorado, where I vacation every year, and the Sunshine State of Florida. Why did I emphasize licensed? Did you know not every loan officer is licensed? Just a little tidbit for you. Make sure your loan officer is licensed, by the way. Okay, this is just me, obviously. But if you are listening to this and you are in the real estate mortgage field, whether it's a title company, could be a contractor that fixes up houses and what have you, let me know. We can do a podcast together, and then I'll give you a copy of this, and you can put it on your own webpage for marketing purposes. I keep these podcasts between 20 and 30 minutes, and I throw them out there Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. And like I said, if you miss an episode, just go to put in your search engine of Google, the Lone Wolf Podcast, and it'll come up. So this episode is kind of a little different, I guess you could say, a little tricky. I don't know how many loan officers are going to call me or text me or comment. How long does it take to make money as a loan officer? And I'm going to give the generic answer. It depends. It depends on a lot of things. And I hate to say it, it could be stuff that is not you. Obviously, the economy has a lot to do with it. Right now, as I record this, it's a very slow economy with real estate. Prices keep going up here in Florida. Interest rates are around 7%, and a lot of people are priced out of the market. So, you know, the economy has a lot to do with it. As a loan officer, you get business from realtors and other people. So if you don't have relationships with realtors, how are you going to get business? Okay. I just had a friend put this out on Facebook. And it's kind of one of those, I want to debunk a lot of myth out there. A lot of people think that loan officers and real estate agents make a lot of money. And some of them do. The majority do not. The average real estate agent made $31,000 last year. I don't know what it is for loan officers. But the reason I'm bringing this video up and podcast is really to make sure people understand that once you pass your mortgage license, there's a lot of work up ahead. When I went into the mortgage class I took to get my license, the professor, teacher, whatever you want to call them, had a question from the audience saying, how long does it take? And he said, 4 to 6 months, and you'll be making some good money. That couldn't be further from the truth. Okay. My personal opinion, and please comment to those out there if I'm wrong, I think 2+ years to make a living, not a good living or a great living, I should say. It's going to take you time. But I think 2+ years, and hopefully you'll be paying the bills. With that said, I would not recommend you quit your job and do this 100% right off the bat. If you have a spouse that will support you, if you quit your job, then okay. But I would say keep a part-time job. Now here's, I'm going to give a lot of tricky situations and it's up to you to decide. If you have a full-time job and you don't want to leave the full-time job, that's fine. But when you become a loan officer, what do you think the realtors are going to think if you can't help them while you're working at your full-time job? Okay, that's why I say have a part-time job. That way you can dedicate, you know, 4, 6, 8 hours a day to the real estate side. Or if you have a second or third shift job, that might be beneficial because you can take care of the real estate agent during the real estate hours. Okay, so I got that out of the way. The other reason I say about this industry with salary, most of the positions are commission only. Very few get a straight salary. And be cautious of that. You're not making any money. And we all have bills to pay every month. Now, there might be companies that pay you a minimum wage. Make sure it's a straight minimum wage or whatever that base salary is, not a draw. And let me explain a draw to you. A draw is what they will give you per month. Let's say it's $2,000. It's not going to be a big draw. That's probably about it. And let's say you have a sale where you make a commission of $2,000. Okay, that's what you're going to get that month is $2,000. You're not going to get the draw plus your commission. Okay, so keep that in mind. If you made a commission of $1,500, you would still get the $2,000 draw. Now, check with your company. I had this happen to me by a surprise a few years back. If you're given a draw, it might carry over to the next month and the next month. And I had a commission, I think it was like $4,500, and I didn't get paid anything. And I asked, they said, well, you're on a draw with this company. You didn't make anything last month. So that carried over to this month. Okay. So, you know, that's how a draw works. So be conscious of that. If you're going to join a company, you want to make sure you understand the monetary policy, so to say. You know, bottom line, it's a numbers game. How many realtors, buyers can you get to fill out applications and to buy homes? And that's what it's all about. So how do you get the customers? Well, obviously, the majority of them might come from realtors. Now, here's what you need to understand about realtors. If I'm a realtor, and I sell properties from $500,000 to $1.5 million. I've been doing this for a while. And I already have relationships with loan officers that I know will do a good job for me. I've been doing business with them for years. Why would I, as a realtor, want to do business with you that just got fresh out, they just got their license last week? Okay, so understand that it's a relationship business. Okay, so how do you establish relationships? Well, just like you, a new loan officer, you have to find new realtors and you grow together. And hopefully in time, that new realtor becomes successful and you develop a relationship over the years. Did you catch that? Years, not month or a couple months. It takes time. And unfortunately, you know, some realtors, they get into the business and it's not for them, just like loan officers. And they say, I'm not going to do it. And they go elsewhere. And that's just, it's a number. Like I said, it's a numbers game and that's how it works. So what do you do? What I'm going to do, I'll talk about the next, you know, 10, 15 minutes, excuse me. There's no secret pill out there. Wave the magic wand that this is how you do it to be successful as a loan officer. I'm going to give some tips, some ideas that might help you, but what works for one person doesn't work for another. I've been doing this 3+ years and I still don't have enough money, income, whatever you want to call it, that I can say I'm a full-time loan officer. Okay. So I'm kind of speaking from experience that I tried these things. Some worked, some haven't, but it doesn't mean it won't work for you, but I'm just going to give some ideas. So the first ones I'm going to talk about cost money. And that's the vicious cycle that we have in this business. You've got to spend money to make money. But if you don't have any money in the beginning, you're behind the eight ball. Now, I'm going to give some ideas later on about inexpensive ways. But if you do have some income, you know, to spend up front, these might be helpful. There's some marketing companies out there that can help you promote your business. I know Google Business out there. They will, you know, you can spend a certain amount of money to get impressions, I guess they call it, out there within a geographic area. Now there is a company that's close to me in Palm Harbor called Mortgage Marketing Animals. They're not paying me for this. I just came across them. I spoke to them and they were way too much money for me, but they cater to loan officers. They actually have offsite retreats or seminars, whatever you want to call it. I think it's 2 or 3 days, and they go through everything. They give you avenues of how to go online, find the successful realtors. They give you other tips. They have breakfast clubs you log on to, you talk. It's very expensive. And I don't want to say numbers, but it's definitely in the thousands. Okay. You can even have your own coach and they'll talk you through it. I can say a lot of it is call, cold calling. And then you get a coffee date and then you build relationships that way. But that's one area you could try. Another one is there's third-party companies out there that you can buy leads, and they send them to you via email. Now, how do they get these leads? I don't know the finer details, but the gist is when homebuyers go on Realtor.com or Zillow, they ask for names and addresses, and are you shopping for a home? Are you pre-approved? You know, they ask these questions. They get their information. So Zillow and Realtor, they sell that information to third-party companies. And that third-party company will then take those leads and sell them to people like you and I. These leads could be cold, warm leads or hot leads. Hot leads, I think, are the ones that were just online. They want to talk to somebody live. They may cost $50 a piece. Now, if you get a loan out of it, that's great. But that can add up pretty quick that you don't get leads. If they're cold leads and you have to call them and talk to them, that could be $5 a piece, $10 a piece. I have yet to hear someone that's had great success off of this. The retention, or whatever you want to call it, about 1% or 2%, maybe 3%. But that's an avenue you want to try. Another one is, and this is a thing of the past, but I still think it might work, is go to a realtor's office, talk to the manager, and ask them if it's okay if you sponsor an event that, you know, you've got some literature with your company and you want to talk to your realtors and just have, you know, a half hour to an hour, and it could be donuts in the morning or maybe after 5 o'clock, bring some pizzas in. But did you catch that? Now you're going to have to spend money for donuts or, you know, pizza, which is inexpensive. But I will say this, if you're working for a mortgage company that offers conventional FHA, VA, and those are your bread and butter items, and that's all you're offering, that might be a tough road to get into. Now, if you work for a broker and you can do non-QM loans, bank statement loans, ITIN loans, DSCR loans, that would probably be more advantageous to you to get into these realtor offices, because those are the types of people that need loans that other lenders don't offer. And the other thing is, when you talk to a real estate office, you might be able to get an office at this office. Now, you would probably have to pay to rent that space out. I don't know how much that would be, but that's an avenue that you could get relationships with the realtors in that office. And then the realtors would have a go-to person. Now, obviously, if the real estate office only has 10 realtors, that might be tough, because probably 8 of them already have relationships with lenders. But just a thought. Going to lunch or just coffee. Coffee is very common in this business. Just if you can meet a realtor or two, say, hey, can you just meet me for some coffee? Just 15, 20 minutes. I want to talk to you. Make sure it's a coffee house close to their office or close to where they live. A lot of realtors, we work remote, or they work remote. If you go to lunch, it's going to be a little more money. You're talking $40, $50 just to meet somebody. And keep in mind, when I'm talking about this money, I don't know. I have not been reimbursed by my companies. Okay, I think when you become very, very successful and you're going to the expensive dinners, you probably get reimbursed through your branch. But for the average Joe loan officer, your company may sponsor something that you can invite realtors to. But to have an expense account, I've never had one myself. Word to the wise, don't invite realtors to happy hour. Okay. Everyone likes free beer. That could get expensive. The other one is you may want to join like a realtor club. I live in outside of Clearwater, Florida, Pinellas County. They have Pinellas County Realtor Organization. And when I first joined, I thought it was all realtors, and it's not. It's really people, my peers, there are other loan officers, title companies, contractors that do work, what have you, in the industry. However, you get to network with people in your industry, and that organization, they have real estate classes, and you can sponsor those classes. And now it may cost you $50 to $100 to sponsor a class, but you're able to talk for 5 minutes, 10 minutes before the class. And then when they have breaks, they can come and then you can talk to them, and maybe it's only 8 to 10 realtors, but at least you meet some realtors and maybe develop some relationships from that point. I will say, when you join these clubs, again, there could be an annual fee. They may have monthly or quarterly meetings. They want you to make donations. If you sponsor that event, like I said, it's probably going to cost you, $50, $100 to sponsor an event. And then if you want to give away stuff for the realtors, that may cost you money. Free stuff, of course, literature, but, keep that in mind. So those are the things that cost us money. Let me talk about stuff that maybe you can do that doesn't cost money or that much. Hold on, let me take a sip here. The first one is what I'm doing here, a podcast. You can probably tell I enjoy this, but a podcast to me, it pays itself very well. Monetarily, this system, the camera that I'm talking into, and I don't know if you see it, and my microphone, whoop, there it is. I got on Amazon. It was $99. I don't know what, just put in podcast kit, and it'll come up, and you can, Google, I don't even know the name of this thing. Maono, M-A-O-N-O. Okay. but you can, you know, check out reviews. And that company I was talking about, Mortgage Marketing Animals, they actually have a podcast book or kit that you can buy from them. I don't remember what it cost. I think it was about $79. Well worth it, because not only does Carl, and I forget her name, and I'm not getting paid by them, by the way. Wish I did. Maybe I should talk to them. It's Ginger and Carl. They talk to you how to start up your podcast business, and they also give questions. So if you do get somebody as a guest, i.e. a realtor, then you can talk and develop relationships that way with realtors. So I would say less than $200 to get your podcast equipment, you know, in line. Now, you do have to pay a company a certain amount per month for your podcast to be broadcast. And I found this out the hard way, not with this, but a different business venture. Whenever you put something in the cloud, it's not for free. Okay, you've got to pay for that service. But let me know, and I can tell you who I use. $12 a month is now, it's limited how many podcast hours you can do a month, but I thought it was great. So that's what it cost me. And the other thing that's invaluable with a podcast, especially to new loan officers that are a little gun shy about meeting people, is just that. I'm talking. You're educating yourself. You're going over whatever it may be when you make these podcasts. You're educating not only the people out there, but yourself. And you're becoming better at socialization. So keep that in mind. And the other one is, I kind of touched on it earlier, social media. If you know, meet realtors, you get their business card, look them up on Facebook, become friends, and follow them. And then when they post stuff, comment. Don't just hit like. Comment on the picture. And they'll start to remember you, and you develop that way. And then what you do after that is find out if they're going to have an open house anywhere. Open houses to me are fantastic because you have the personalization to get to know the person right then and there. Okay, I mentioned cold calling earlier. I hate it. I'd rather starve than cold call. Occasionally, I'll make a cold call, but I don't know anyone that enjoys it, to be honest. Anyway, with that said, they say it takes like 8 or 9 cold calls until either you get to talk to somebody or you get to get them out for coffee. Okay, well, why do that when I can get on realtor.com, find out all the open houses within a 5-mile area of me on a Saturday or Sunday, and I can hit 8 to 10 open houses, meet realtors that way? Okay, so that's a great way to meet realtors and or follow your realtors. Now, if you already know a realtor, ask for permission. Hey, is it okay if I stop by to the open house? Don't just pop in. But if you're just going to go to an open house and meet realtors, then go ahead, pop in. Not many loan officers do that. And it's, like I said, it's a great way to meet real estate agents. And you'll know within a minute. You know, and just, you know, talk real quick. Are you working with a loan officer? And if they are, okay, great. You know, just, I guess I caution you. I've heard this from many realtors. Don't give them a sales pitch. Just talk, you know, and get to know the people, and then maybe follow up a couple days later. Hey, it was great meeting you, yada, yada, yada. And then maintain the contact that way. Obviously, you're going to talk a little business, but don't do a sales pitch and then leave and expect them to call you for business. Okay. If I'm wrong, realtors, let me know. But I think you don't want a loan officer coming to your open house especially when there's other people walking around, prospective buyers. But as a loan officer, I can help out at the open house. I can sponsor an open house. So anyway, comment if I'm wrong. So that's about all I had on this podcast. I didn't want it to be a total negative podcast or video, but I also wanted to put it out there that it takes a lot of work to be a very successful loan officer. It takes follow-up, doing it right the first time. I can tell you this, if you make a mistake with a realtor, that's probably the last time that realtor will ever do business with you. You get one chance, and if you mess it up, you're fired. That's the reality of, unless you've got a relationship and you can explain to that realtor what went wrong, and they'll know that, yeah, there's not much you could do. But I wish everyone the best at this business, and I hope that you prosper. If I've missed anything, if people have any rebuttals, you know, put it in the comment lines. Again, I'm not a successful loan officer to the point that I can quit my other business ventures. So I'd be interested to hear your feedback and what has worked and what has not worked. What did I miss? And I'd like to hear your feedback. Again, or just give me a call, 727-366-5722. All right, folks, have a great day, and I will see you at the next YouTube or hear you at the next podcast. All right, take care, folks.